Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're going to dig into something really specific. We're looking at those little iOS tools that offer a massive shortcut to productivity, especially for anyone creating media on the go.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking at a very basic, really powerful little app. Its entire job, its only job, is to just strip the audio out of a video you shot on your iPhone.
Right.
And if you're a radio journalist or a podcaster working to a deadline, that is not just a convenience. It's a necessity.
Okay, so let's break that process down then. It's clearly built for speed.
Oh, completely.
You just select the video clip right from your camera roll, and the app throws it onto this big blank screen.
Right, there it is.
And then you just tap the use button in the corner, and that's it. The whole thing is done. The audio is just there, isolated.
And ready to go is the key phrase.
Yeah.
Once you have that sound bite, your options are immediate.
What are they?
Well, the sources say you can save it. You know, give it a custom name so you can find it later. Or you could just delete it if the audio wasn't what you wanted.
So if you messed up the take, you just get rid of it instantly.
Instantly. Or, and this is the really critical part for a professional workflow, you can send it by email straight from the app.
Wow. Okay. So you could be in the field, record a quote, and have that audio file back at the edit desk in, what, seconds?
Pretty much.
So this is where it gets really interesting, I think, the storage. Where does that extracted audio file actually live?
Yeah, this is the big design choice they made. It's stored only inside the app.
Only.
Only. It's on that white screen within the app's own little sandbox.
Yeah.
It does not automatically save to your iPhone's main camera roll or your photo library.
It lives in total isolation then.
It does, and that's the defining feature. I mean, if you connect this to user convenience, that's a real friction point. The source we looked at even suggests that, you know, adding a second option.
Just save it to the camera roll as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would probably make it more convenient for the average user.
But they chose not to do that. And that choice, I think, it says everything. It tells you this is a tool that values function over, say, general accessibility.
It prioritizes a clean, dedicated workspace.
Right. A space where a professional knows exactly where their raw audio clips are, without them getting all mixed up with, I don't know, pictures of your dog in the main camera roll.
Absolutely. It's a tool for one job, and its whole design philosophy is about speed and isolation.
Which brings us to a final thought for you to consider.
Given that this audio is kept solely inside the app, is that just a simple design choice? Or could it be a kind of hidden feature?
A feature for what? Security?
Maybe. I mean, think about it. Is there an advantage to keeping raw, maybe sensitive journalistic material out of the easily synchronized, cloud-connected camera roll? Does that isolation add a layer of operational security? Or at the end of the day, does it just complicate a modern mobile workflow?